Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hi everyone, welcome. I'm coming to you live today to answer some of your most pressing dating questions that I got overnight. And if you're here and you have more questions, let me know. So I have four questions today that I want to address. And then in the meantime, if you have any questions for me as we go along, then yeah, let me know and I'll address those as well. Coming to you from my car, because that's the most convenient location at the moment. I was feeling inspired. Okay, so let's get going. From Lindsay, I have a question. My greatest challenge in dating is being patient. I like to go out 2-3 times a week with each guy I date, but it feels like good things come in time and I need to learn to be patient for the first 1 to 2 months. Looking forward to hearing your insights. Yes, I didn't really get, Lindsay, your question necessarily. I mean, there's no question here. You're just saying that your biggest challenge is being patient. And that isn't the biggest challenge. But at the same time, and I understand why you're being impatient, because you're seeing 2-3 guys, you go on dates, you're busy. The best place you want to get as a woman who's dating, who has a healthy belief system about men, herself, and relationships, who has a busy life, who's dating multiple men at a time, is to get to the place where you do not even think about patience. So when you say, I'm getting impatient, you're getting impatient for what? For the fact that he's not going to call, for the fact that they are not progressing things forward, or what? The mentality about this and the perspective on dating needs to change. And again, this is a deep process, right? Where you're happy and focused on yourself, you have an amazing life, and the guys are messaging you to go on a date with you. And then there's no impatience on your side. It's actually impatience on their side, because you're busy, because you're beautiful, and your confidence is where it should be. And they're getting impatient because they want to go on a date with you and you're busy and you don't have time, but you make time. So I'm not sure what you're impatient about. Maybe you said good things come in time and I need to learn to be patient for the first 1 to 2 months. I mean, yeah, you also don't want to, you know, hurry this process up. The whole idea of polarity is about leaning back and allowing men to lead in dating. And that's very hard, especially if you're a woman who's not used to it. Because if you're a woman who is pretty much who we work with, or I work with, successful, ambitious, driven, then you're always used to being in control. And you're always used to doing the plans, making the plans, leading things forward. You're used to knowing where this is going. But with men and relationship dynamics with men, that's not how it works. I mean, it could, but then you have a feminine man by your side that you don't find attractive. So that's not working. Okay. Next question is a really interesting one from Abigail. Abigail says, I think I'm actually pretty good at being in my feminine, but as a single woman, I struggle to get the masculine things done and provide for myself. I long for the masculine container and I struggle to not become desperate for survival. I know I can stay where I am at and hardly make ends meet while remaining in my feminine, but I'm so eager to meet a masculine man and enjoy polarity and provide for each other. I struggle to be content where I am while yearning for the benefits of a relationship and go back and forth from wanting to go into my masculine to get things done so I can provide for myself and be happy, but then also how I want a man to do this. How do we find the balance? How do we provide it for ourselves as a single feminine woman? So Abigail's question is really interesting, and we encounter this a lot. A lot of women think that, and again, Abigail, it seems like you're not the typical woman that we would work with, right? Because the typical woman that we would work with is an ambitious, successful woman who knows very, very well how to not only provide for herself and meet, but also do very, very well in her career or her business. So pretty much the women we work with are successful women who've achieved everything they wanted. You know, they've achieved the career, the business, the house. A lot of them have bought houses. They bought everything themselves. But the only thing they don't have is a great man by their side, a man who's actually in their masculine, who she doesn't need to parent or provide for. That is the woman that we work with. It seems like you're not necessarily that type of a woman, but I understand your question, because from one side, you want to be that feminine essence woman who doesn't have to provide and protect, you know, and obviously you know that this is going to help you to attract your masculine men. But there is an issue here, and I don't think it's a matter, well, it is a matter of balance, but, you know, when we talk about these polarity things in relationships, how I always look at it is, first and foremost, the first layer, you look at yourself as a sovereign self, as an individual, right? And as an individual, it is your duty and your responsibility to provide for yourself. Because otherwise, you're getting into a codependent relationship where you're expecting somebody else, whether it's a man, your brother, your mother, as an adult, I'm talking about, right, to provide for you. And what I'm talking about provide is to live a life that you want to live, which is the premise of a successful independent woman. And look, today we live in a world where it's like, it's amazing. We have all the opportunities that we can get, which our mothers and grandmothers didn't get, right? And that whole idea of provide for yourself, grab the opportunities, push, go forward, do not depend on a man. And these are kind of statements and beliefs and I guess the advice that was given to us by our mothers and grandmothers and aunties and all the women who came before us was actually very good advice, because obviously they did not have that opportunity. But also it's gotten a little bit too far, where those messages have been ingrained in us so much that we became the women who, as I said, we work with, and I include that in myself and in that camp before, where we are so independent and so self-reliant, where we don't trust anyone anymore, where we think that men are there to get us and we need to compete with men, and we can't lean back and we can't let go of control. And so that has become a habit that is ingrained in our bodies, in our systems, in our psyches as adult women. And that has to shift and change if we want to attract committed masculine men with can surrender. So Tracy, she might be here on the call, but she might not be able to on IG TV. She might not want to expose herself. But when I had a conversation with her before she started the program, she said her biggest fear was actually when she embraces that feminine side. It's like, I'm going to lose my masculine. I'm going to lose that ambition that I have. I'm going to lose the go-getter. And, you know, she's like in Silicon Valley and raising funds and $1 million and everything. And her biggest fear, and I guess a lot of the fears that I see in women who are driven and successful, and a lot of women actually who find my message first, they're like, who is this under of and what is this BS she's talking about, the feminine, right? But when they dig deeper, like, okay, Tracy's here. Yeah, hi, Tracy. I always remember our conversation. It was amazing, especially because I was on a bus and everything, and there were all these people, it was packed. And I had to have this conversation with you where that should not be your fear, because you know really, really well how to do what you have been doing all your life, which is pushing, working hard, doing things and controlling things and achieving, and thus you are successful. So when you're doing this work, at least, you know, in the claim journey, in the claim container, you're letting go of a lot of the limiting beliefs about men, about yourself, about relationships. A lot of women have beliefs about self-worth and self-love in terms of, you know, I need to earn love. My self-worth depends on my achievements or how much money I'm bringing into the table. Like, I had a conversation with a woman on Discovery call, and she's like, well, if I'm not bringing that to the table, you know, like money and resources and my intellect and all of that, then where is my value? So let's think about that. Where is your value if you're not bringing that to the table? My value isn't in that. I mean, I'm 7.5 months pregnant. My value can't be in that. because if my value was in that, then it would be impossible for me to do both. I mean, it is impossible for me to do both. I can't work and provide and achieve when my body takes over, my psyche takes over. I can't work when I'm on a cycle every month. I can't constantly produce and achieve because my body is not built that way. And so knowing and understanding and relaxing into that, and then the next level is like actually enjoying that being a woman is the most amazing thing that could ever happen to me. And sometimes, yes, we go through this process. You know, I went to a hypnobirthing weekend this weekend with my husband because we're preparing for a new baby. And when I was going, you know, when I was listening through the three stages of labor and everything, I was like, damn, why don't you have to go through this? Why do I have to go through this, you know? And that was an interesting thought that popped into my mind, but it was a thought, like I had to ponder on this, you know, because as women, we have such a one-sided perspective. And this is another aha moment that a lot of women get once they start working with us is developing empathy for the masculine journey. Here I am, 7 months pregnant, preparing for labor, thinking, oh my God, why the fuck do I have to give birth and you don't? And then it becomes about me, forgetting about the fact that there's always the other side of the coin. Men have to deal with a lot of different things, like a lot of women who have been betrayed by men or, you know, buy into this idea of the patriarchy, all men, you know, want just for women to sit in the kitchen and seduce them and whatever. You know, a lot of women think that men have got it better, but men have not gotten it better. No one has got it better. And until we have that conversation going, that debate, that rhetoric in our minds as women that men have got it better, we will not change the game. We will not change what's happening right now, which is like a battle between genders. Men are like freaking confused. What the hell is happening? And do I open the door for her? Do I not? Like, what does she want? Because men have not got it better. If you look at the statistics in terms of suicide rates and incarceration, you know, heart attack rates and everything, men have got it a lot worse than us. If there is a war, and I often think about this and give this example, we do not think about this. Like, I think about this often when I watch movies. I watched a movie, Cherry, and, you know, I share with a lot of my clients resources and movies that we can watch to educate ourselves of the masculine journey. Women have no idea what men go through. Absolutely no idea. And it's a shame and it's sad because we think that we've got it rough, but we all have got it rough. You know, like if there's a war, God forbid, who's going to go to war? Who's going to get drafted, right? For thousands of years, men have been the ones who had to fight to protect and provide. Once there is a draft and a war, God forbid, I hope this never happens because that would be a disaster. But the world has gone through two world wars in the last century, right? What happened then? All the men were out. All the women stayed home with children. So I don't even know what the question was. And I'm like sitting here telling you stories for 3 hours. So anyways, going back to Abigail's question, okay? Abigail, in your situation, so with the women who we work with, who their masculine is extremely developed, please do not worry about losing your masculine whilst you do the work on your feminine. Because what's going to happen is you're only going to activate, you're only going to wake up that side of you who has been always there, but has not been given a chance to actually shine and come out, right? And obviously, if you work with us, we will guide you. Like if you're freaking out, and a lot of women who have been in their masculine all their life, pretty much, they wake up and they're like, I don't want to be the workhorse anymore. I want to be this light wild horse. And I don't want to do shit anymore because I want my man to provide and go to work. And I just want to be a stay-at-home mom, for example. It doesn't happen to everyone, but, you know, it happens a lot with women who get pregnant and give birth. And there's a lot of internal conflict in there. And I feel like part of why postpartum depression is, and by the way, postpartum depression is a phenomenon in the Western world. The Eastern world doesn't deal with postpartum depression that much because they have all the support and their polarities and their traditional roles are very much in place. But that's the shift that happens when a woman births a baby. She's like, I don't want to work anymore. I want to stay with my baby because her hormones come, you know, take over and her body takes over. And her man is like, what the hell's happening? You know, half of the income is gone. And therefore, divorce rates are highest in the first year of after women have the baby. So anyways, if you are on the masculine side all your life and you are worried about losing that when you're doing this work and leaning back with men, do not worry about that because you're still going to be able to go to work and do your career. In fact, Tracy was here with me on the call. In fact, what we're seeing with Tracy in our group, she's saying, oh my God, not only the men have become so much better, dating has become exciting since she started doing this work, but also her work and how she shows up at work has become so much more, I don't want to say productive, but I guess lots of amazing things are happening because she's magnetizing it. So as a woman, if you step on this journey, so you've been in your masculine all your life, now you're developing your feminine, you're learning to drop into your body, to let go of, you know, all of those walls and hidden beliefs. And when women live in their masculine, they're very, very rigid in their bodies and in their psyches. And you can see it, you know, men walk around you on eggshells, employees walk around you, you're colleagues work around you like there's something going on, you know, and you're always on guard. Once you let of all that shit go, you can bring your true self to your working table, to your professional table, right? And it's such a much better experience when you work with a woman who's in her body, who doesn't need to prove anything to you. She's just herself. And so people feel that and people are drawn to your energy and to your true self instead of your persona or your mask that you've been carrying for many, many years. But for women like Abigail, for example, who's saying, I'm very good in my feminine, I'm afraid of activating my masculine because how am I going to attract him? That's not necessarily the case, Abigail. And again, I'm going to start from the beginning. When I look at polarity, polarity is a secondary filter that we apply in relationships. I believe that the first filter when we always look at is you as an individual. I believe you have to provide for yourself. Because otherwise, if you're waiting for a man to, I don't know, take you out, buy you a house, I mean, a lot of women do that. For me, personally, I feel like women who are just waiting for a man to provide and buy them stuff, and we might also call them maybe gold diggers or whatever, you have to be able to take care of yourself first. I had numerous conversations about this with some girlfriends in my life, and these are not my clients that I work with because, again, my clients have bought themselves everything they wanted. But that, to me, is a bit of a unhealthy feminine already. And if you're an unhealthy feminine waiting for a man to provide, you're going to be attracting men who are in their unhealthy masculine, who are going to be those types of men who are toxic masculinity men, at least in my experience, because you're going to be, through polarity, you're going to be kind of mirroring that, the unhealthiness about it. So, Abigail, I really recommend and suggest take care of yourself. A great masculine man who wants to provide and protect you is going to be with you because he will know that you can do that for yourself. You don't depend on him necessarily, but you don't want to. You're giving him a chance to step up and protect and provide. It doesn't mean that he will not protect him. My man protects and provides. But I also know that at any point in time, if he gets hit by a bus and I'm left with two children, I'm not going to run around like a headless chicken. This is the problem that happened in the 50s with women and a lot of the problems that are happening now in developing countries, right? When the whole income is dependent, like as women, obviously we need to be smart, right? And know where things are and bank accounts and passwords. And you know that if your man isn't there and you have two children, you're going to get up and you're going to make shit happen. I mean, otherwise what? Otherwise you're going to, I don't know, wait for Social Security to take care of you or the government. I'm not that woman. So at any point in time, you know, I let my man lead and I let my man take care of me. But I also know that no matter what happens, I can get up and I can activate my, I mean, I'm activating my masculine energy now. I'm running a business. The main difference that we have to understand is that when I'm with him, I know how to play that polarity game. So you can be totally in your masculine, in your career, business, whatever, in your work, and you can make all the money in the world that you want. And you can also learn to shift gears. And when you go on dates with men or you're in a relationship with men, you can be soft. But it takes a certain amount of learning a skill of how to do that. And that's exactly what we do in the Claim Group Coaching Program. We help a woman shift and transform so she doesn't come to a date with a checklist, not like it's a job interview, right? So that's what it's all about.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy-paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and, oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Lie of Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
2 last questions. One from Kim. I haven't been out in the dating scene in 2.5 years and was married 2 years prior to that. She said, my worries the struggle will be getting back on the dating websites and dealing with weaning out the good and the bad and then dating multiple 10-minute ones. Okay. So for Kim, in our program, so she signed up for a group coaching program with us. She's going through the whole thing, but her worry is like, oh my God, you know, am I, how am I going to get back into these dating websites? And so what I would say to Kim, if, you know, we were on a group coaching call, I'm like, Kim, you're getting ahead of yourself. Just do the work, right? The first 6 weeks in the program, the first 3 modules are all about you. And as you go through this process and you go through this work, the idea is, or what I see in my experience a lot, is that you're going to start to get excited about dating and about men. What happens is when you activate that feminine side, when you work on your beliefs, when you work on yourself, you actually get excited about dating. And so it doesn't become a chore. All these dating websites, it actually gets really, really exciting when you go through this process. And that's the point of dating. Dating with men, it's supposed to be with men or with women, in general, dating, right? It's the most exciting time that a couple is going to go through. You know how much I crave sometimes and yearn to be in the shoes of my clients who are dating? Because when you are together for 5.5, 6 years and you have 2 children, it's not the same. Even date night is not the same. Of course it's not, you know, it's different. And so Our first 6 months with string, actually 9 months, were just incredible. And I have so many stories and I still laugh about it. So, you know, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of a woman and a man and waste of life and energy to be going to a date with that attitude of, here we go again. Are you going to be my next husband? Like, all of that has to stop. We need to get out of our heads, in our bodies, and we need to really learn again how to have fun in dating. My mission in the world is here to help women get out of their heads and their thinking mind and the strategy and all of that and just be and laugh, you know? Like, not take things seriously and give that gift to the men across from you or next to you of your presence, your beauty, your energy as a feminine essence woman. Let him court you and pursue you and let yourself be ravished and taken and let him hunt you and let him enjoy the game. And when you know how to do that, then everything will just fall into its own places. All right, last question from Angela Rose. I've been single for only 2 months. I know my heart needs to heal. I decided to go on a dating app to focus my energy on other guys. Immediately from here, Angela, I should say that if you know your heart needs to heal, then your attention shouldn't be on guys on dating apps, but on yourself and you. Taking a break, doing the work on yourself and really excavating. Yeah, you can distract yourself with other men, but then chances are you're going to end up in the same exact situation as a pattern. Then she says, I'm talking to this one guy. He seems genuine. He wants to meet for coffee to see if there is a connection. The issue is he's been sending me pics of his torso. Okay, we know where this is going. He's been sending me pics of his torso where it's cutting it close to almost seeing his goods. Today he sent me a naked pic but colored his private area. Do good intentioned guys do this? Question mark. He's pursuing me, but I'm 40 and confused. It doesn't feel like he has respect for me. It feels like he's just interested in sex. I want marriage. He says he does too. Guys often fall fast for me, and then that high energy from them goes away when I start liking them. Need help. I have a coffee date with him tomorrow. Not sure if I should go. He's driving 90 minutes to see me. He lives that far from me. Thank you in advance. So first we talked about Angela, right? If you know you need to heal, heal, right? Do not bypass that desire and that natural inclination within you. Second thing, we always talk about how does it feel. If you don't feel respected with a man, then you know that's not for you, right? If you feel it in your body, you haven't even met. Yes, men are sexual beings. And if you don't feel respected, it's A, because you're not setting boundaries, like you're telling this to me. How about you tell this to him and say, hey, Jack, really enjoying this conversation. You seem like a serious guy. Why are you sending me naked pictures of yourself? I haven't even met you. This doesn't feel good in my body. If you do this again, I'm going to have to say no to meeting you. And in fact, I'm not sure I want to meet you at this point because you're coming off too soon, too strong. I don't feel respected. Tell him that. Communicate your boundaries. Don't send this message to me. I mean, great that you sent it to me, but stop questioning how you feel in your body. If it doesn't feel good, communicate that. Do not ponder that. You're a 40-year-old woman who wants to get married. He wants clearly, I mean, men want sex, and that's okay. There's no shame in that. But hey, slow down. You're pushing on the gas too soon, too fast. Hold on a second. What's happening here? So that's what I'd say. Okay, question here. I'm in my feminine when I'm dating guys, but when I get into a relationship, I become masculine and start trying to control the situation. How do I stay in my feminine when I get into a relationship? Amazing question. How do you stay in your feminine? You practice. How do you stay in your feminine? You have a continuous practice of letting go. You know men. You learn about relationship needs, masculine, feminine polarity, and you focus on yourself. And you practice the way that we teach the program, and I'm a feminine embodiment coach. We teach a woman a continuous daily practice of feminine embodiment where you get out of your head. That's exactly the scenario that happens. Women are very much in their feminine intuitively. Like, a lot of women don't need to be taught this, right? A lot of women just show up, and if women and men would know how to play the dating game naturally, I mean, obviously, I work with a specific type of woman. This webinar is specifically for women who are burnt out, frustrated. They're successful. They don't understand what they're doing wrong, right? But if you are a woman who is in your feminine, you're playing the game right, because intuitively and instinctively, we are doing polarity at all times. We just don't know the concepts. And men are always hunting and pursuing. Women are always playing that game with them, right? They're always peacocking. And so this is not something I woke up one day and came up with. This is biology, evolutionary psychology, rules of attraction and all that stuff. But what happens when you get into a relationship, a lot of women lose that because they start getting into their head. They start being the controller. They switch into their masculine and they ruin the whole thing. And so that happens because a woman can't stay in her feminine, right? Because she feels like she needs to tell him what to do. They always say women always want men to change and men always want women to stay the same when they meet. And that's a problem. He wants you to stay the same in your feminine and just let it go and not be in control. Let him, as he was planning your dates, let him plan your life and let him lead. Focus on yourself, right? But women want always men to change. This is not enough. I settled for a guy. Oh, you should do this. You should probably pursue another job. So it's just learning, I think. Most importantly, it's learning about how men work. What are the needs in the relationship? For example, the biggest need that the masculine has in the relationship is to feel free, right? That's the attitude and the perspective that I have in my marriage with my man. He's free. He's free to choose. He's free to choose to be my husband still. And for the next years ahead, he's free to choose to be a father. He's free to choose to stay or go. I'm not keeping him. And if he's not happy with me and he doesn't choose to be with me, then there's a problem. So I have my practice where first and foremost, I focus on myself and I don't dump my shit on him. And as a feminine essence woman, I have cycles. And I have lots and lots of things that are happening in my life on a daily basis. And I have my tools, first and foremost, to deal with my stuff, not to dump it on him because he's not my emotional tampon. I'm not his therapist. I'm not here to solve any of his problems. He can do this on his own. And so, again, it's that whole concept of differentiation and sovereignty in a relationship where there's no codependency here, right? You have your own shit. I have my own shit. I have my tools. Like, I'll give you an example. My man is really overwhelmed with work today, this week. And I just said, I trust that you'll figure it out. Knowing that men grow through challenge. A lot of women try to alleviate the pain from their men because they're parenting men. They're treating their men like children. And that has to stop because they're not children. So it's learning about these dynamics. We work actually with a lot of women who are in relationships and who are in marriages who have lost that polarity. So how do you bring that polarity back? It's about, number one, focusing on yourself. Feminine embodiment is the most amazing modality in my experience that you can engage. And we coach women with that and we give them tools to practice on their own. Like, I wake up most days and I journal, I write in my journal and I move and I flow. Like, all of these weird videos that I will probably stop posting at some point, all of my women do them. And we're always asking, because what it does, feminine embodiment as a modality, and if you choose to sign up for a discovery call with us to see if you want to explore working together, we'll always tell you, number one, get out of your head. You not being able to let go and let your man lead and trust him. Trust that he will make the right decision. Yes, he will make mistakes, but it's fine. Like, you don't need to parent him and tell him constantly and remind him. Like, that's what men are used to. Men are used to being together with women, married to these women who constantly parent them, tell them what to do. They're working around on eggshells and all of that. And then the woman becomes in her masculine and then he becomes in his feminine. Attraction is lost. And then she just has another child by her side that she has to parent. And then that goes on for 15 years until one day she wakes up and says, I'm fucking done here. I can't do this anymore. Oh, shit. I've been a workhorse. I've been working like a horse, paying all the bills, making all the decisions, and this guy is just kind of cruising along. So they either separate or they divorce, and they're like signing up for a discovery call with us, being like, Anarova, can't do this anymore. Want a different type of a man. If you want a different type of a man, then you're going to do things differently. And it all starts with a dating game. Okay, last one. I have a question here. I've been in a relationship with a guy for 5 years who never brings up marriage. Is it time to walk away? Great question. I don't know. You tell me. Is it time to walk away? It seems like you've been waiting for a long time for him to bring up marriage. This question is so common. I get this a lot. Is it time to walk away? I can't tell you that. Only you will know. But if you're waiting for him to propose, for things to get serious, then you're going to be waiting for a long time. And he feels that pressure. Trust me, men know. I wrote an article that's called 5 Things to Do If He Hasn't Proposed Yet. I think this is a podcast episode as well. So check that out on my Medium or on my podcast. But the gist of it is if you're waiting for your man to propose, he knows that and he feels the pressure. So for you, it's either you decide. And if he's not proposing, then he's not ready. You also need to understand that for men, a proposal is a very, very serious decision. And it should be this way, because when a man is proposing to you, he's taking a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. A lot. That's why men, and you know, for you as a woman, it's like, yes! Right? It's like, yes! You know? Because obviously you're with him for 5 years because you want to be with him and everything. But for men, it's not that simple. It's understanding that for men to propose, it's a lot of responsibility. It's family involved. Like, it's not just a thing that you do. Like, once a man proposes for you to be his wife, that's very, very serious for him. That's why a lot of men wait. It's not, oh yeah, let's just get married. It's a fantasy that women have a lot. But, well, not a fantasy, but that's what we want, obviously. It's the ultimate claim on the woman. But the ultimate claim has to happen when a man is ready. And the best thing that you can do, and the best marriage that you can get into, when a man does, he makes his decision on his own. So your choice is, if you're waiting, and you're waiting, I'm assuming, for some time, and you see that he's not ready, I would advise you to walk away and say yes to a man that is available for that and is ready. My man was ready. After 9 months, he proposed to me. But that's because I was like, whatever. Right? I was like, in my body, in my flow. I didn't care much. I was doing my funnel and we were traveling. We were living together. We were in a relationship. My man was ready. Also, he was older than me. But if he's ready, he's ready. You'll know. Or you choose to be with this man without a proposal. But do not wait for him to propose. Or do not, even worse, pressure him into proposal. Or have discussions about marriage, right? If the man is there for the right reasons, he will propose you at the right time when he's ready. With him being ready, for a lot of men, it's like, you know, for us, it's like, all right, let's get married. Yeah, awesome, right? But for a lot of men, talk to men, ask them questions. Talk to married men and ask them, those who obviously have taken responsibility, proposed by themselves and where there's polarity in marriage. He will tell you it felt right. He might not tell you. Some men take a very deep approach to this, you know, intuitively and instinctively. They need to know that they'll be able to protect and provide, because when you get married, obviously there is a question of family on the table, right? And they know this. They're not stupid. Maybe they're not thinking that ahead, but they know. And so when a man proposes you to get married, then he has to take responsibility and to take care of you. And so this is serious. And so if he's not ready, he's not ready. And I suggest that you don't sit and wait for another 5 years until he's ready. Or you just accept the fact that he might not propose. And that's okay. Are you okay with that? Are you ready to be with this man for the rest of your life if he doesn't propose? If that's your choice, that's totally fine. Right? Some women do. And that's okay. Right? And if it happens, if it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But that's your decision to make. So I hope this was helpful. Read that article. I hope that's going to provide you more information. All right, ladies, I'm going to finish up here. Okay, beautiful. Have a great day. Have a great night wherever you are. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to you only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice, in your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating a sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply. And there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.